Democrat-run CT city okays non-citizen migrants serving as police after ICE raids. By Warner Todd Houston on September 3, 2026. The City Council for Democrat-run Danbury, Connecticut, voted to allow non-citizen migrants to serve as city police officers. The vote was taken in retaliation after federal immigration forces had recently conducted raids in the town. The city council members said that they voted to allow migrants to serve as cops to send a message to federal immigration officials. The vote was lopsided in favor of supporting illegals as only 2 of 20 council members voted against the measure, the Hartford Courant reported. The qualifications for police in the town now include DACA recipients and non-citizen legal residents. Left-wing city council member Joe Britton claimed that each applicant would still undergo the same background checks as other applicants, and insisted that once in uniform, the migrants will be on the same team as natural-born citizen police. In the Army, I learned quickly your background doesn't matter when you put on the uniform. Same team. Same mission. I believe the same applies to our police, he exclaimed. He added, it's legal. It's allowed. It's been recommended, I do think it's timely. And this vote sends a message to our immigrant community that you're welcome in Danbury. The town's mayor, Roberto Alves, heartily supported the policy change and noted that he was an illegal alien when he first came to the U.S. Alves blasted ICE late last month after immigration officers spent several days conducting enforcement actions in the city. And he accused ICE of sowing fear and making local businesses a ghost town in the wake of the raids. We don't see folks going to the stores. We still see parents scared to send their kids to school. We still see parents scared to go to work, Mayor Alves railed. Activists for illegals were recently alarmed that school registration in Danbury had fallen by about 700 students since last year. In October of last year, the Danbury News-Times reported that enrollment was down more than 500, and the decline was mostly among English learners, multilingual, and low-income students, as the number of migrants had begun to drop in the area. In an interview with CNN, Trump border czar Tom Homan said that ICE is doing its legal job. We're out there to look for illegal aliens with final orders of removal. Those who overstay, those who are criminals, and we're out there looking for them and arresting them, Homan said. ICE has no intention of terrorizing children. That is just a political statement, you know, to enrage the American people. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.